now we're going to talk to your sister over here, and we're going to say to her, look, don't spin around in your chair, don't kick the desk, because we've told you all about this before. Okay, so who are you?
Lauren.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, Lauren, you come from Sandown as well, and you're slightly older?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you got grumpiness about you today, because I asked you about what lessons you're doing at school, and you said, well, we've got to do Spanish. Just tell us a little bit about you.
Well,
That was a wow, and then look at me, because you realised you were spinning in your chair.
It's just hard to not. I like sport like Owen, but I haven't got, like, a seemingly natural way to just run and it not hurt. But I like history and English and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. What sort of history do you like?
I like modern history, but I also like medieval history and like Renaissance stuff. So it just depends, really. It's all interesting.
Okay. Do you visit all the places that are available to us here on the island? I mean, you know, just say, for instance, have you been to Carisbrook Castle? You must have done. What's your thoughts on that?
It's quite interesting because I think that's in Motton Bailey Castle, and you can link that to, like, Norman stuff, which we're doing in school. So it's nice and you've got, like, an example of it. So, like, right in front of you. Well, not in front of you, but there.
We are on the island. We're, like most places, we're steeped in history. It's all there if you want to go and look at it. So do you go to all these museum-y places to find out more?
Not, like, in school. They don't take us on school trips, but...
That's a shame. Obviously, they may do. At the moment, it's a bit tricky. And these places have only just started reopening again, like the Roman villas and things like that. Do you visit those on a regular basis?
We used to, mainly because there was a nice cafe there.
Right, okay. And you did have a moan earlier on. You had a moan about something, and obviously then I explained that we couldn't use the term that you were using. It wasn't bad or anything like that. It's just that we're not allowed to product place. So I said, you know, you got anything you want to moan about? And you said, yeah. So come on, talk us through it.
Well, you know, I mean, inflation, it's a thing. And, well, you know, with chocolate bars, you know, I mean, there's not much to them. You're already paying money. I mean, I'm not saying it's cheap, but, you know, it's a decent price for what you're getting. And yet, you know, because of inflation, the money keeps on getting bigger, but neither does the chocolate bar. In some cases, it gets smaller and, you know, it's not great.
We used to think that, that, you know, just say, for instance, you bought a chocolate bar with a name and so on, and you, as you got older, it got smaller. And you used to think, oh, it's because you're getting bigger. And it's not. I think you're absolutely right. They're making it smaller, aren't they? But no one has ever... When I say, have you got anything you want to discuss? And you said, yes, inflation. And your little eyes lit up. And I thought, hello, where's this going? And, it was kind of interesting that no one's ever discussed it, but then could back it up with something that they were unhappy about. Hey, look, it's great to meet you both. We're going to take a musical interlude up to the news, and then we're going to come back in the next hour and find out a little bit more about you both.